We are in Daf Lamed Beis, and let us just quickly go over the Gemara to get into the swing of the sugya. Tana Rabbono, Hanichnas Lachanusoi Shel Nago Shaloi Bershus. Person entered a chanus from a nago from a carpenter Shaloi Bershus. Benitze bikas v'tofcha alponov umeis poto. He was nichnas shaloi bershus, and he got killed. So the balachanus is poto. V'im nichnas bershus chayit. My chayit. Omer rad yoisi bar chanine chayiv bedale dvorim. Upota migolus is chayiv von dalet dvorim, but is pota von golus lefi she'ein doima liyal. Because this scenario, this situation is not doima liyal. The Torah gave us a moshul how when there's a chayiv golus, and this is not similar to that moshul. Yar in a yar ze lirshusoi nichnas. Each he's going into his rishus. Veze lirshusoi nichnas, and the other one is going to his rishus. There is a chi of golis, but ze lirshus chaveray nichnas. But over here he's coming into Yenim's rishus. So Memele, that is why there's no Chiyav Golos. It's not similar to the Posik. Omar Rabbe Kal V'chaima. So Rabbe said it's a Kal V'chaima. Uma Yar, Madach Ayar, Zeledaitoi Nichnas, Bezeledaitoi Nichnas. Each one is going without Rishus from the other. Nase kemishen nichnas ledas chaveiroi v'goyle hafal pikein. We say that the reitzeiach should have been careful, even though he didn't tell him, he didn't take rishus from him. But as long as he's there, and he's aware of it, so he's chayiv golos. It's kemishen nichnas ladas chaveiroi, because since you were aware, it's keilo nichnas ladas chaveiroi, so it's mutal on the bekei eitzim to be careful. V'goyle, ze she ladas chaveiroi nichnas leikoshke. So vade gewiss in the case of the bereise, that it was ladas chaveiroi, it was nichnas l'shus, like Kolshkein, that he should be chayiv, he gave him a shustantus of zikha, mutal olov, to be careful not to kill the nichnas. Elo omarove, my potter migolis, the loisagile migolis. So Rove said, the loshen of Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina is misleading. Not that he's potter from Golis, it means that Golis is not sufficient to be Mechapa. Usually Golis is Mechapa. Here, he's not roi to have the kapor of Golis. V'hainu taime de Rabbi Yosi b'chanine mishum dahavalei shoigeg korev lemez. The reason of Rabbi Yosi b'chanine is because this is a shoigeg that is there is a tinge of mazid in this. He told him to come in, and va'af al pikein, he was careless how he was bekeya de'itzim. So this is already korev lemazid. So korev lemazid is not eligible to the kapora of golos. So Rabbi is saying pshat that the p'tur of Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda is, if there is a shoykik that's korev lemezid, so then one doesn't go in golos. Mosiv Rove, so Rove is takasha and Rabbi, so you're telling me a new yesod, it seems this yesod Rabbi was Mechadish, a Rabbi Sashan, Rabbi Yossi Babachanine, and a Shoigik, a Korev, Lemezid. He's not eligible for Golas. We learned, Hoysif, Leiretzua Achas, of the Shliach Bezn, in the midst of giving him Malkes, he gave him another Hako, Umeis. And because of this Hako, he died. Areza goyla yodoy. So the shlich bezin is goyla. Bahocha the shayge kov the mezitu. This is a shayge which is kov the mezit. The boy asuki adaiti the mayas inshi bechoderet. So he should have been aware. We mentioned when we learned Rashi that is speaking hoisif al ha'imet. So he should have realized that if there was an imet for 18 Malkis, if he'll give 19, he's olo to die. Uktoni hareize goylem, we learned hareize goylem. Omar Rav Simi minardoi, detoi b'minyon. So Rav Simi said it is speaking about that the reason of the Hisofer was not because intentionally he wanted to give him another hakor. Not is speaking about that he made a mistake in the minyan. He thought he was up to the 17th market, and this is the 18th. So this teretz of Rav Simi bothered Rove very much. This is a false teretz. Tovach le Rove besandale. So Rove hid him either on his sandal or with the sandal of Rove. Omar lei oto humani. The shlich bezin is the moine, v'asanye godol shebadayonim koire, v'asheni moine, v'ashlishi oimer hakeyu. He does not give makis on his own accord. The makis are given after a tzibri from the dayans. How could you say that he made a tois in the minyan? Erlo omar rav simi minardo de to dayne gufe. They're speaking about that the dayan made a tois. So memele, it's not a shegik akov lemezid legabi the shliach bezdin. The dayan told him a case. So that is why he's chayiv golos. Oh, but again, could very well be this chiddush that rabbi was mechadish that shegik akov lemezid leisagi lebegos. Could be this is true. Meisve. So the Gemara asks another kasha. So you're telling me a yesod that a shoygik hakorev lemezit is leisagile begolus. I'll show you that it's not true. We learned a Mishnah as zayrek as a even l'shus haram. A person threw a stone in l'shus haram v'horak hareize goyl. He goes in golus. You throw a stone in the Rishus Arabim, the boy lay asuki adaita, the Rishus Arabim shrichi inchi. This he should have realized that there are people in the Rishus Arabim. He throws it in. This is zichre korev lemeize. Uptoni hareize goyle. So you see klal from the Mishnah that if lo shege korev lemeize, it is chayev golus. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok. Besaiser es kaisolim. It's not speaking about that intentionally he threw an even in the Rishus Haram. Fakert, he was oisik besaich shaloi. He wanted to break down his kaisol, and in the process of being saiser kaisolai, a stone fell in the Rishus Haram. So the Gemara says, it's still no teretz. If he realizes his kaisel is near the Rishus Arabe, and one should realize when you say sir a kaisel, stones can fall. So this is also called lemezit. Bafa Piken, we see that he is chayiv golus. So the Gemara answers b'seisa balayla. Speaking about that he was seisa balayla. So Balayla, the Gemara held, Balayla, there's not too many people walking in the Rishus Haram. So Memele, so he is Chayiv Golos, it's not called Kov Lemezit. Sagt die Gemorre noch, Balayla nami iboile iuni. At night also, he should have been ma'ayim. The people, the binisht vi, maybe there's not such a big flow of traffic at night, oh, but people walking through the Shusarabim, this is Torev lemezit if he was careless. So the Gemara says, b'soyser es kaisoloi bayoim, la'ashpe. It's not speaking about that it wasn't for the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah talk is a mokim hiloch harabim. No, it's speaking about the v'saisa kaisoloi v'yoyim la'ashpe, and ashpe is a mokim she'oisim tzolcheyim. So me'mele, that in the v'saisa the kaisol, the someone was there and he got killed. So the Gemara asks, it's still not that. I ashpe hechidom. Idish chichi rabim. If it's a mocking that rabim use, it's weiter meizitu. So it's weiter kov le meizitu. This is something that the facilities are used, and she realized that someone could be there. Ve'ilosh chichi rabim. And if it is a mocking that is rarely used, so it's honest. So memonav shech, he should be potter from gold. Omar Rav Pope, loitzricha elo ba'ashba ha'suya lifoneis ba'layla. Ve'eino ha'suya lifoneis ba'yeng. It's speaking about an ashba that is taki used. The mocking is miyuchid for an ashba. So memela, the facilities are there. But it seems the mocking where it was not ideal to use Bayoim, because Mistame was visible to the Bnei Rishus Harabim, but by Laila it was used Kiseida. But since there were facilities there, Veike de Mikri v'Yosef, so in Mele, someone, there could be a Mikri that a person needed an Ashbe Bayoim, and the facilities are there. So Memele, even though it's not an ideal mokim, but a hechech lo yegune, so this was ike de mikri v'yose. Mezid lo yhave. This is not called mezid. The eina asuya lefonis bayoim. It's not asuya. It's not, this is a mikri. Onis nami lo yhave, the ike de mikri v'yose. It's something that he should have thought about. So again, so this is a shaygik. This is a pure shaygik. It's not called loin. It's not called lemezid. It's a shaygik. So that's why he go on gullus. Now let us see Rashi lehifonais nori garsinen b'seiser eskeisoloi bayoim laashpe. It's speaking about Beseisus Kesela B'yem La'ashpa, Lifonais Neodom Nifnim Bol Nikveim. Now, let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, let's see from the top of the Yomot. V'nitza B'kas V'tovcha Loi B'fonov Loi Garsinin Umeis Bayos Tegirses Umeis Domuki Lolinin Abo Dvorim. The safe, the Reisha says, Anichna Shaloi Bishus is Potter, Bishus is Chayev. And Rabbi Yossi Bachanina says, Chayev, the Dalet Dvorim. If he died, there's no Dalet Dvorim. So therefore, we will not care us anything. And Nitzah, because we're Tovchaloi Bifonov, we're not care us anything. So Memele, so it could be he died, could be he was Genizik. That's why it's a parva baraisa. So Rabbi Yossi Bachanina can say, now what it says, Chayev is going on Dalet Dvorim, and Gol, if he died, he'll be Potter. Ze sheledas chaveiroi nichnas. So the Gemara asked Akash and Rabbi Yossi Bachanina. Rabbi Yossi Bachanina said that Rabbi Yossi Bachanina said that Boshus he's even though he's chayev dalad vorim, he's potter migolus. Why is he potter from golus? Because it's not doim aliyah. So the Gemara, so Rabbi is takash, it's not doim aliyah. It's here, it's a kal v'chayim of ham yah. Over here, shenichnas ledas chaveiroi. He was nichnas ledas chaveiroi. Leikoshkein. Zesh ledas chaveiroi nichnas leikoshkein. So, ledas chaveiroi nichnas lechayre means that Chava was aware that he's here. And that's the kal v'chayim. That means he was aware, the reshus, and he was aware that he's here. Reshus means permission. Ladas means awareness. He knew. And Rabbi said, so he gave him permission, and he knew that he's here. Avad gibis yishibichai et golds. So Rabbi Fataych, the case of reshus, means that he was aware that he's here. Rishu, we'll see soon, there's a second mahalach in Taisvitz, that Rishus does not necessarily mean I know that you came in. You asked, can I come in? I said, come in, finish. I gave you Rishus, but it's not muchach that I know you came in. It could be, I don't know yet, so I'm still busy hopping, grinding to be bekei eitz until you come in. I didn't realize you came in. But the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, ledas chaveirei nichnas. So ledas means he was aware that he came in. So we see that the Sefer is speaking about he was aware. And the Sefer is speaking about he gave him Rishus to come in. So the whole difference between the Sefer and the Reisha is that the Reisha is he didn't give him permission to come in. That's what the Braisa says. The Reisha is Shaloi Bushus, the Sefer is Bushus. But if the Sefer is speaking about that he's aware that he's there, some of the Reisha is also speaking about he's aware. He's aware, but I didn't give him permission to come in. So why is he potter from Dalet Vorim? Even Sharosh and Nichnas. He saw that he came in. Amrinim bepere kapore. An Nichnas lechotzer Balabaye Shaloi Bishus. A person entered Shaloi Bishus. Bafilu Balabaye Sizikoi Chayiv Viavi Yodabe. Bafilu Shaloi Bikabon. Dumid Lehava Yoda the Potahosom. There we have a Gemara. Someone entered Shaloi Bishus. So there it's Muchach from the Gemara if he was aware that he's here and it was Mazik Shaloi Bikabon is Chayiv in the Zok. And here, it's the Reish is speaking about, also that he's aware. The whole difference the Reish differentiates is the Reish is speaking about Shalai Bishus, and the Sefer is speaking about Bishus, Abba Al-Kaponim, in awareness. If the Sefer is speaking about that he's aware, so the Reish is also speaking about he's aware that he's here. So why is he potter? In his boy, why is he potter? The Yeshloima Hodiktoni Reisha Potter Hainu Midalad Vorim Avonezek Chayiv. So Taisvi says he's Potter from Dalad Vorim and he's Chayiv Benezek. Now we have to know that this is a very Shvere Teretz. Monavshech. He's aware that he's here. So he's Chayiv Benezek, but he's Potter from Dalad Vorim. Why should he be Potter from Dalad Vorim? L'chayre d'chiv dal dvorim, you have to be a pesheya. So, I know that you're here, I'm a pesheya. So, memela, so, how do you split the hair? Potter means me dal dvorim, he's potter from dal dvorim. So this kasha, the Bichas Avrom asks, and blives by a kasha, the Teres Shmuel asks, and says the Teres, but to understand the Teres, we'll have to progress in the sugya to appreciate the Teres. But al kaponim, at the present time, we have to know that this is a difficult teretz to understand. If he's aware, so why isn't he a pesheya? He should be considered a pesheya. And if he's a pesheya, so he should be chayav b'dalet dvorim. And Taisi says, avonezek chayav v'chem pesh bekuntres. Rashi also says that that what he's potter from the Zokin means from Dalet Vom, but he's chayiv b'nes. That's what Rashi says. The lack of pshi, avala nezek chayiv. That's what Rashi says. Inami. Kula b'raise b'shaloi ra'ou. The b'raise, second teret. The b'raise is not speaking about that he's aware. He didn't see him. The difference between the Seif and the Reish. The Reish, I gave him Rishus to come in. And the Reish, I didn't give him Rishus to come in. But I didn't see that he's in. Both cases, I didn't see that he's in. The Gemara says that it's Lodas. Lodas, the Gemara calls it Lodas. Why is it called Lodas? If I didn't see him come in, I gave him permission. So why is it called Lodas? Kula baraisa b'shaloi ra'o. Mikomo kim choshev ladas chaveiroi shohoye loy leida shaloi alchinam shol mimena rishus ala mishum sharoitza likones. So ladas means something else. He knocked on the door. He said, can I come in? I said, come in. Finished. Now what happened further? I went back to Hakol. But I should have realized Ladas does not mean, as I understood that he's in. For he has to come in, and I said, come in. So that's also called Das. That's also called a Das. I didn't see him, but I should have understood that he came in. So Mamela said, I'm Shalom al Yisrael. So the Reisha, with Shalai Bershus, he knocked on the door, or he didn't knock on the door, and he walked in. I don't know that he's here. I didn't see him. I didn't give him Rishus, so that's called Shaloi Ladas. So then it's Poshet. Then he's Poshet. And forget, that's the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches. If I don't know, someone entered my property, Shaloi Bishus, I'm not aware that he entered, and I'm Azik and my Potter. I didn't see him in anything. So that's the second term. The Loisagilei Begolus. So Rabbi said Pshat, and that what Rabbi Yossi Bachanina says, that he's potter from Golus in the Sefer, doesn't mean he's potter. It means that Golus is not sufficient to be Mechapa. V'im Toima, Vosnan Be'elo Heina Goylem, Hazayrek Evel Lechatzayrek, Vohorak, a person threw an evan into his chotzav horak. Im yesh loy rishus lenizik likonis l'sham goyle. If the nizik has rishus to come in, he's goyle. Vim lav ein a goyle. So an often a mishneh, a person threw an evan in his chotzav, it says if the nizik has rishus to enter, the zayrik is chayev goles. And here, Rabbi Yossi Bachanina says, I gave you rishus to come in, that's called a shoygek ha-korev lemezit, and leisagilei begolus. So, this is fakert from an offer in the Mishnah Makis. V'amai goylek shenichnes bershus, Rabbi said, this is called a shoygek ha-korev lemezit. V'yesh loima, so Tosfos says, the terminology is the same. There the Mishnah says Nichnas Lushus. Here it says Nichna Imeshlay Rishus. Here it says Nichnas Bushus. But it's the word is the same, but there are two distinct meanings. Tahosam Mayri Kagan Sheshloy Derech Besaiche. That means he has a right to enter. He has a schus, trisis a regel. He acquired the right. Oy bemecha, oy bematone, oy beshaile, oy beschires. So there is schus mean she'ein bala chotze yoche la'ake volo. I can't stop him from going through my chotze. That means he has a right to go. But how often he's going to be in the chotze? It could be once in 10 months he can go through my chotze. But he has a right to go in. So having a right to go in, if he killed him, if the Balachotza threw an oven, he got killed. So he was entitled to go in when he was there. To say this is Kovla Mezit, how should the Balachotza know that he today decided to go through? The right to trespass his property does not make me think that that every second of the day he's there. He has the right to go through. So that's called a pasha to shaygi. Avol hocha mayri, here that it says rishus, mayri ba'odom sheshoyel rishus lekoneis lefisha. Here it's speaking, someone's knocking on the door and he's asking permission to enter. The yedeyu sheyikonis la'alta, kibin sheshol mimen rishus, lochia vikov lemeset. Here by Nagar it's speaking about, it's the same word rishus, not he has a right to enter, he has permission to enter. He asked him, can I enter? And he said, come in. So memela, this is a memela there, I have to assume that he asked, can I enter? And I say, come in. So Mr. Tommy came in. So this is called Korev Lemeis. So Rabbi was Mechadish, Alibe de Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that is a ptur of Korev Lemeis. So the Gemara asked Akashe, how can you say it's a ptur Korev Lemeis? We learned a Mishnah, Azeirik Evan Lushus Arabim, which is also v'ahoche the shayge kov lemeis. You throw an evan reshus harabim. You have to realize that a reshus harabim is a mokim hiloch harabim, and this is a shayge korev lemeis. And it says yechayev golitz zakashe an rabbi, an rabbi Yisrael Rab Chanina. So Taisvi says, asks the kasha, Bereish eilu heina goylem dorish, bishgoge prat lemezit. This is a gemore and avzayim omed beiz and makis. Gemore is a drash, bishgoge prat lemezit. Umuki lo, what does that mean, bishgoge prat lemezit? Bo'ime muta. It's called anoyme muta, that means a person killed, and he held him, you're allowed to kill. And he killed him. So that he doesn't go to Golas. V'kori le'imezid, but he's right, Emerson, this is a, by Bachola Terekul, this is called a Shoigik. This is a Rabbi Shkoch. I mean, every Mechalo Shabbos B'Shoigik, he thought you're allowed to do it. I mean, so finished. So here he thought you're allowed to kill this person. The same ignorance that a person is ignorant that you're allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos, whatever it is, he thought you're allowed to kill this person. So the Gemara says, why do you call this Mezid? Bishum daim emuta korev lemezid. So here we have a whole bunch of miyutim that were ma'afilo, a korev lemezid is also potter from Golas. So let us just understand what Taisvis what is bothering Taisvis. Here we have a memre of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina that said that Nichnas Beshus Yepata from Golas, and Rabbi said, oh, what's Pshat? Why Yepata from Golas? Korav Lemezid. It's Korav Lemezid, and that's why Yepata from Golas. So from our Gemara it seems that Rabbi was Machadish as a Ptur of Korav Lemezid. And then the Gemara starts bombarding Rabbi. Hey, Svei, Azarikem Lushus Rabbi, Mor, Yechayim Golas, I've Korav Lemezid. So Taisi Rakashe, Memeson, this is not Rabbi's Ashtik Teure. There's a Gemara in Makis Dav Zayin Amid Beis that brings a drash. Not Ashtik Teure. Bishkoge Prat Lohim Amutar Shukorv Lemezit. So there's a drash that Korv Lemezit is brought to. There the drash is brought down. No one bats an eyelash. No one asks any kashas. How can you say Korv Lemezit is part of Angolis? We learned Azoyk Evel Lushus Arabim is Chayim Gol. Tonish. There the Gemara brings this drash, Sheikh Kov Lemezit is part of Angolis, and Shalom Al Yisrael, it is accepted without any difficulties. Here, Rabbi said, Sheikh Kov Lemezit is part of Angolis, Eisvei Mosiv Rove, Eisvei, here there's a whole Garatska already. Why do you chepper with Rabbi? You have enough in the drash that Sheikh Kov Lemezit is part of. And then the Gemara doesn't make any asik out of it. That's Taisvis Kash. Bereish eilu ein agoylem dorish bishgoge prat lemezid, and mezid means the mukla boim amuta, the korel ein mezim shim doim amuta korv lemezid. fragt Teusves, wo hat er lei meise hach mich nassum? So weit nicht der Gemara erst von der Zerik Emelische Saram, hat der Gemara erst so wie hier. So Teusves says, do lei maschme lei lidamuye hai korib le meised lahu. That means the word korib le meised is a very vague terminology. There's a korib le meised, I killed him because I thought you're allowed to kill him. That's one korev lemezid. There's another korev lemezid that threw a stone in Shul Saram. Should have thought maybe someone is passing by. So l'cheira, the first korev lemezid is a much bigger korev lemezid than the second korev lemezid. So memele, the Gemara couldn't ask, I'm a mutas, like a korev lemezid. Are you killing him? Be a die? I thought you're allowed to kill him. Frega shailach, mein. So that's a grubbe korev lemezid. That the Gemara understood. Such a person is not entitled to go on Golos. A person threw a stone in the Rosh Hashanah, wasn't so noisy outside, he thought no one was there. Good, he should have been more careful. That's a less call of Lameset. So there the Gemara cannot ask a kasha from the Mishnah and the Avches, Azarik, Evosh Hashanah, and Oime Mutter. These are two different things. But our Gemara, it nichnas b'rshus, It's nichnas b'shus, let us say the vial. He said, come in. He didn't realize he came in already. Let's say the second teretz of Taisvus. He told him, come in. He didn't realize that he came in. Good, you should have thought. If he says, can I come in? You say, come. Mistami came in. This is already, you shouldn't have been so careless. You should have thought about it. This korav lemezid is doimet aseira kevel shusarab. This the Gemara held. This is an equivalent korav lemezid. You threw a stone. You should have thought maybe there's some people walking now. So the same thing. And you tell me that he should have thought that he came in. That makes him korav lemezid. So if such a korav lemezid, that means ayma mutter is an 80% korav lemezid. The Nichnas Rishus is a 60% Korav Lemezid. So if you say 60% Korav Lemezid is also part of Angola, so then you have a cash as a Kevin Lushusara. Vahoda lay maisi ach mishna also, lay mashnumalay lidimuye ay Korav Lemezid lahu. Then you can't have a lahuda lahel. Have a kovel mezid tvei mai, but the case of nichnas b'shus, this is an equivalent kovel mezid. This chazal was shoykel b'daitom that this is an equal kovel mezid, and therefore you should be. They're similar, and there it says you chayv, and there it says you pot. Fine. So this is really very gishmak. But now we'll see a boira de kizach, and I'll mention psachilikal. How Tosfos learned the Gemara and how the Rambam learned the Gemara. The Gemara and the Avches and Medalev, and the Avches and the Avon Makis, is the Mishnah Zerik, Evan, Lushus, Aram, Chayav Golos. The Gemara is Sakashe, Vakov, Lameze, too. So we have the whole Sugye that the Gemara says over here, Balayla, Bayoim, Ashpes, Sakashe, the whole Sugye is over there. Now, when the Gemara asks for Korev Lemezitu, so where did the Gemara see that there's such a Ptur of Korev Lemezit? Where did the Gemara Sakash and the Gemara starts answering? The only Yid that said that such a case is Korev Lemezit is Rabbi in Babakama, one Peretz. And Rabbi and Baba Kama said, this is called Korav Lemezid. And here, on this Rabbi, the Gemara is a whole bunch of kashas, Korav Lemezid is Baka. We have on this Rabbi. There you have a Gemara in Makis, the Gemara is a kasha, but Korav Lemezid, without bringing down Rabbi. And the Gemara says all the terutzim. So this is Meir the Gemara. I mean, where did the Gemara see that such a Korav Lemezid is part of Golos? You're asking a kasha without any Mekoiris. There's a Mokel of Zainim at Beis by Mamuta, but Taisa says, that's, you can't compare Mamuta to Zayzl Shusarab. So Taisi says, I'm more than cautious. And the Gemara and the Avches is asking, and the whole problem is making a kimta. Who told you that such a Kovel Amazed is potter from Golas? It's a Chiddush of Rabbi and Bobbe Kamen. The Gemara asked Rabbi, the Mohed Rai is not like Rabbi. Oho, the Porish B'Gemara hach Mishne B'Makes V'Amazed. Omeshani besoisa kaisolei, v'sukule sugye kidahoche. So the kasha doesn't begin. Somech aho de patrinen hoche korev lemeise. The Gemara means, when they learned Makkas, they learned Baba Kama already in Amaniyah. Makkas was after Baba Kama. And there's a memra of Rabbi, and we'll see there's two lashonis in the Gemara, if Nifnas Lashus is part of Angolas. This one lashon of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, but the Gemara knew this lashon. The Gemara knew that there's a rabbi in one lashon of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda that says you're potter from Golas. So when the Gemara asked the kash, the Gemara meant, I'm asking Yavin. It means according to Rabin and Baba Kame, according to one lashon. Aye. Chetap sestikol doichek. I mean the Gemara should. Someone's asking a kash. You have to have the bekiyas of Taisvis if you learn Makkas without learning Baba Kama before, without remembering Baba Kama before, so, Kasha Kovala mate. No. Taisvis said, don't be despoiled. That is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara over there means according to one Lashon and Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda. Ahad Patrina Nochi Kovala Mezit. V'loi osi ahi sugye keman de masne de Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina areshe. We'll see the Gemara we're going to learn further. The Gemara further says that Yitake Chayiv Golis by Yitake Chayiv Golis by Nichnas Bershus. The one says Yitake Chayiv Golis. There's two Lashonis in the Gemara. So Tosh says, yeah. The Gemara in Makkas is going like one Lashon. It's very sosum. If you know Shas, you can figure it out. That's Shas the Gemara's kash. Fine. Okay, this was the places of Taisvis. Taisvis can tell you Shas na Gemara, that even though, it's not nire leinayim, that's Shas the Gemara. The Gemara means like Teresh Taloshin and Rabbi Yosi, Barhanine and Baba Kama. The Rambam paskins that Nichnas Bershus is Chayiv Golos. This is the second Lashon of the Gemara. So he passes your Chayiv Golos. The Rambam paskins that Hazayir Kevin Lashus Harav Yechayiv Golos is speaking about that the Soisa Kaisolo Isomuch LaAshpe, the Kimta Bar Gemara. So the Rambam is clear, not like our Taisvis. That means our Taisvis said there's two categories of Korav Lameizid. There's a Korav Lameizid of Oyme Mutter. That, a category of Oyme Mutter to Zaydishus Aram, that's no comparison. There's another Korav Lameizid, a 60% Korav Lameizid of Nitnas Bershus, Kushus Arabe, and if your Nitnas Bershus is Pato, so they also should have been Pato. So the Gemara says that it's speaking about, Seisa Kesalo Yisamuch, Lashbe. But if I hold Nitnas Bershus is Chayiv Golis, so then I don't have to make such an akimta that a Zayk Bershus Arabe is speaking about Seisa Kesalo Yisamuch Lashbe. Then I can learn Kibshutai. That's the Gemara understood. Zayrek Evan Lashus Haram, that's equivalent to Nichnas Bishus. If Nichnas Bishus is Chayav Golos, it's also Chayav Golos. The Rambam says Nichnas Bishus is Chayav Golos. And Zayrek Evan Lashus Haram is speaking about Saisa Kaisola. So the Lechem Mishneh, Perik Aleph, Halachi Yizayim Hilchis Chayvul Amazik, asks the Kasha. Yeah. So the Lechem Mishneh says that the Rambam The Rambam learned differently. Forget, Lachamisha says the Rambam bothered this kasha we yes, you have a stomach the Gemara, that if the kasha, a color of lamezit, to say that the Gemara means one lashon of Baba Kama, that's not the pashtus of the Gemara. So al kochach, the Rambam learned that oyma mutter in zayrik lashus harabim, oyma mutter and zayrik lashus harabim are equivalent. These two are equivalent kol lameis. Zayrik lashus harabim nichnas bershus is a smaller kol lameis. Fakir nichnas lashus is a smaller kol lameis. But zayrik lashus harabim and oyma mutter, these are the same. So Memele, so let's go by drog. So the Gemara in Makis Tafches, the Mudav Zayinim at Beis brought on at Roshe, Bishgoge Prat Lo'ime Muta. So a Mezid, an 80% Mezid of Oime Muta is Potamigolas. Zayrach Kishus Arabim is an 80% Darga of Mezid. So Moses says, Gobel of Mezid, why is he Chayim Golas? So Moses says, the whole temple. It's speaking about that the Seisa Kaisolo is a Muchlash Bebayim. Fine. Argim Mora Nichnas Lashus is a 60% Kor of Lameset. So now Argim Mora is asking a Mora de Kekashe. You, Rabbi, said that a 60% Kor of Lameset is part of Ngolis. We learned a Zoyrik Evan Bashus Aram is Chayiv Golis. A full on 80% is Chayiv Golis. So that's Pshat and the Gemara's Kash. Agma is asking for Makoshke. Agma is asking for Makoshke. You tell me 60% is part of Angolas, therefore 80% is Chayiv Golas. Zok the Lechemish, so the Gemara could have said, how could you say 80% is Chayiv Golas? Well, at Taimei, how do you learn Oyma Mutter is part of Angolas? So the Gemara could have asked that Kash, the Gemara didn't ask that Kash. But that's how the Rambam learned. About some Moiradike, it's a more like a chilek in the oifen halimu, dachsach mir. The Rambam saw a stom of the Gemara, and he would not be so evil that the stom of the Gemara means, according to one lashon in the Gemara Baba Kama. And Taisvis held, no. The Nedochi Kanavshe, the Dachsach Epshat in the Gemara. Now, let us learn further. Look at the Gemara weiter. Rav Pope Mishmei de Rove Masni Lo Areshe. Now we're going to have a second lotion in what Rav Yossi Bar Chanina had said. Rav Yossi Bar Chanina differentiated between Nezokin and Golos. That means we had according to the first lotion of Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda, the Baraisa says, Nichnas Bashus Chaye, so Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda said, Chaye means on the Zokin, but he's Potter from Golos. That's how Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda differentiated the Chiyuv Nezikin from the Chiyuv Golos. Now, Rapope Mishmei Derove Masni Lo Areshe. The Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is speaking about the Reish. He said his memory, that there's a difference between Golas and Nezokim, he said this on the Reish of Abaraisa. Hanichnas Lechanusoi Shel Nagel Sheloi Bershus. A person entered Sheloi Bershus. Vinitze Loi Bikas. And because fell on him, v'tovchaloi alponov, who mace, so the Baraisa says, potter. Oma Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, that what the Baraisa says, potter means potter migolus. Chayev barbo dvorim u potter migolus. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said that the Baraisa that says Shaloi Bashus Yopotter and Bashus Yachayev, the Baraisa speaking about Golos. Shaloi Bashus Yopotter from Golos. In parentheses, Yachayev and Nezokim. Bashus Yachayev Golos. So according to the second Loshin, we see Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda holds that Nichnas Bashus is not a Shoygik HaKov LeMeizid, it's Chayiv Golos. Man the Masni Lo HaSeifes, another Gemara says, according to the first Loshin, that Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda said in the Seife, your potter from Golis, by Nichnas Lashus, Koshkein HaReishe, and the Reishe is Icha potter from Golis, by Nichnas Shaloi Bushus. Uman de Masni Lo HaReishe, but the second Loshin, that says, Man de Masni Lo HaReishe, that in the Reishe you potter by Golis, by Shaloi Bushus, Avol HaSeife, Kivin de Bershus, Chayiv Golos. Since he's Bershus, he's Chayiv Golos. And the Vayel, let us see Rashi so far. So Rashi has a, that the second Losh knows Rabbi Yosi Bachanin is going on the Reishe. Masni lo let Rabbi Yosi Bachanine on the Reishe. Chayev bedale dvorim. So now Rashi had a meiridike problem. Why is he chayev bedale dvorim? And the Reishe nichna shaloi bershus. Why is he chayev bedale dvorim? So Rashi dohosam nami poisheyahu kivin de chosye de ayel iboi lei liyuni. So Rashi says, Rashi makes an akimt, and this was Bemison, the first Loshin of Taisvis, that Taisvis learned, Ladas Chaver and Nichnas was speaking about, that he knows that he came in. So this is how Rashi learns Pshat in the second Loshin of Rabbi Yosi Ben Rabbi Yehuda. He knows he came in. He came in without permission. But Chosye, he saw that he's here. So therefore he's a Peshaya. He's chayev dalad dvorim, the boy leile yune, but he's potter from golus. Then the Gemara says, man de masni lo aseife potter migolus, she einoi doime liyar. He says the seife is not this potter from golus. That's the first loshen of Rabbi Yosi Ben Yehuda that he's going on the seife, and he says the seife is potter from golus. Koshkein HaReishe. So on the Reishe, Yizich HaPotter from Golos. Fine. Let us continue, then we'll see Tosfos, Tachsim will get a little clearer. Bekitzel, we have over here, the Gemara is telling us that if a person was Nichnas Bershus, he's Chayiv Golos. I don't say he's Kov LeMeizid, is chayev golos. Frekte gemore, mi chayev golos? A person who's nichnas peshus is chayev golos? Posanye, we learned in a baraisa, hanichnas lachanusay shel napach, a person entered a smith, a chanus of a smith, of a blacksmith, v'nitzu nitzaytzeis posanye, we learned in a baraisa, Hanichnas lechanuse shel napach. A person entered a chanus of a napach of a smith. V'nitzu nitzoytzeis v'tofchu loy alpono v'umeis. Potter. He's potter. Va'afilu nichnas bershus. So here it says klob. Someone's nichnas lechanuse shel napach bershus. And he's potter from Golis. So how could you say that the second Loshon of Rabbi Yosi Bachanina said that a nichnas bershus by a nago is chayiv Golis. It's as close potter from Golis. So the Gemara says, Ochem ma'iskinin b'shul yedinafri. Now here is potter from Golis could speak about a student of the smith. He's studying how to be a smith. So that's why he's potter from Golos.
So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Shuya de nafchi lemitalei koi. I don't understand. If he's a student, he's aiming to get killed. They say, yeah, that's why you put him golus. So the Gemara says, no, there's another knach we have to add on. Sherabai mesare veilotze zveine yaitze. The Rebbe told him, leave, and he didn't leave. So the Gemara says, so what? And Mishim the Rabbi, Mesare veilotze is lemitalei koi. So he tells him to leave, and he doesn't leave, so. He's aiming to get killed. So the Gemara says, Kisava Yotze. No. He told him to leave. And he was under the impression that he left. He didn't pursue further. Did he listen or didn't he listen? He thought that he left. He was under the impression that he left. So Memele is Potter from Golis. Because I told him to leave. And then, I told him leave, and so I thought he left already. So Mamela, so that's why he's part of a gullus. It's kov loines. I was under the impression he left already. Ihochi achanami. So the Gemara is, so if that's the case, why it's telling me it's speaking about a student of a smith, Agan Samais, they told anybody told him to leave. He thought he left, and so Mamela, you're part of a gullus. So the Gemara says, "Achelas le'emisa derabe, hayis le'emisa derabe." That means by someone else, you tell him to leave. Good, that's what you said. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion. So Mamela, I'm not interested in leaving. So by telling him to leave, you do not have the right to assume that he listened to you. You told him to leave. It's your chanus, but who said he listened to you? So Memele, so before you start banging recklessly, see first if he left. By Ashuya de Navche, he's afraid of you. If he's learning his profession from you, if you'll get angry with him. So he lost his Rebbe already. He has to find a new Rebbe. It's not so easy to find a Rebbe. So show you the nafche. If you tell them firmly to leave, you can rightfully assume that I can listen to you. So if he left, I don't have to be careful anymore. If the Netoitzes will hit someone, Masha ain't came by another person. There the din is that what that I'm chayiv golus. There I'm chayiv golus. Even though it was Nichnas Vashus. So Mamela, so that's the Teretz. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda said Nichnas Vashus is Chayev Golis. And here it says Nichnas Vashus by Napach is Potter von Golis. This is a special case of Shulya de Nafche. But like this, by Napa is Shulya de Nafche, Yitaka Chayev Golis, like Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said. Let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis Chayu Barbot Vod. Perish Bekuntris. The Reish is speaking about Shaloi Bashus. And Rabbi Yossi Bachanina said, you Chayu Barbot Vorim, you put off from Golos. Perish Bekuntris, given the Chosye, the Ayo, he saw that Shaloi Bashus means, I didn't give him permission to enter. But if I'm chai bar b'dvor, means I saw that he entered. He boy leili yune. So Memele should be careful already. I mean, he's here. Before, you're entitled to grumble, what right does he have to commit? But he's here now. So he's here now, so you're chai, so you have to be careful. If you're not careful, you're chai bar b'dvor. Because shel rivo. The imra o, if it is speaking about shaloi b'shus, it is speaking about that Rashi says he saw him. Hoya loyli is chayiv golis afal gav loynosan loyrishus likone. So why is he take potter from golis? Take, he's here without permission. But why is he potter from golis? Me, so Tais says, Amore de Kekashi, me di da hava mesare by lotze is kabinafot besom of the chayiv golos a achad lahavishu yedinaki. We just learned a Gemore, another person comes in Bershus, and I tell him to leave, and then I'm not boidik if he left or not, I'm chayiv golis. Why are you chayiv golis? Now he shaloi Bershus. I told him to leave. It's my chanus. I told him to leave. Av al pikein. You knew he was here. Now he has no right to remain there. Af al pikein, before you start banging recklessly, you have to make sure that he left. So we seek law from the Bereis. If I'm aware that he's here, Kozman, you weren't mevarer that he left. You're not allowed to bang recklessly, and you're chayiv golos. That's what it says over there. So the Rivoyas Amir de Kekasha. So if Shaloi Bishus is speaking about that I saw him, I know he's here. So Shaloi Bishus is not allowed to be here. Good. But he came in and he's here. She did the same thing. Mamish like an acher by Sarah by Lotzes. You cannot compare these two cases. Dishani hosom, kivin shetchilas knisosoi bushus. The case of Naga was nichnas bushus. He knocked on the door. He said, can I come in? He said, yes, come in. It was nichnas bushus. Lefichoch. So then, the napach asked him, what can I do for you? Come in. He wants to buy chveis or horseshoes for $1 a piece. What's a meshugan $1 a piece? For less than $50, you can't buy a horseshoe. Get out. That was the story. And he told him to go out. So he said, but kiven shetchilas kinisosai bushus amuradikizach. Lechfichach ba'acha yesh leilocho shema layotze. So, could be he didn't go out. He came here for a bargain. So, you told him you're not interested in giving him bargains, but he didn't give up so easily. He came in, so he wants to firoise what he wants. Vidomi tveilaya, kibaitechu, you could be assured. Shaloyemayer lotzeis. He won't go out so easily. Kivin shenosan loyrishus likonis. You said I could enter. Now there's a difference of opinion. You tell me, you won't sell me horseshoes less than $50 a piece. Good. That's what you said. Well, I'm here already, and we'll talk about it. We'll see if I can convince you. Maybe we'll whittle down the price one, but $25 a piece. Al kaponim. That is the psychology of a person. If he entered Bershus, and he wants something, you can be assured he won't go out so easily. Don't, because you told him to go out, does not necessarily mean that he's going to go out. He came in for a purpose. You let him in, he's gonna stay here in order to firois what his intent was to get in. That is by the case of Nago. Avol hoche shetchilas knisosoi shaloi bushus. Now, but let's say about the case of shaloi bushus. He had no right to go in the beginning. He didn't ask to come in. He walked in without rishus. And now I see him. I see him and I give him a look, such a dirty look. Well, what are you doing here? He comes to Arayim without permission. Ein loy lochush kolkach. There, Taisus said a murdik alosh and the Lushenis of Taisus are attack a murdik meduyik. If he came in rishus, you could be batuach. He didn't go out so easily. You could... 9 out of 10 chances he's still here. He came in, told him come in, he's gonna accomplish what he wants to accomplish. By Shaloi Bershus, good, he did an avla, and you saw him, and you gave him a dirty look. Ein loy lochush kolkach. You don't have to, could be after giving him a dirty look, and I saw him that he's here, and he had no right to come in, Could be that he left. Ain loy lo, could be he didn't leave. Could be he's still here also. He came for a purpose. Could be he's still here. Yeah. But you don't have to be chayish so much that he's here. This asvore to say that he left. Therefore, veloidomi liya. So therefore, it's not similar to a yar. He says, the yar is a mokim, that each one has a right to enter. So memela by a yar, there's a chi of golis, because anyone can enter, so you have no right to assume he left. You have no right to assume to left. So therefore, yar is chi of golis. Anichnas shaloi bershus, so he has one strike against him, that he knows that he had no right to enter. And then you saw him and you gave him a somewhat dirty look, what are you doing here? So then, there's a mokim to say that he left. There's a mokim to say he didn't leave either. That could also be. But there's the assumption to assume that he's still here is not as strong as the case of Yar, where each one has a right to enter, that I'm mechuyev to assume that he's there, and therefore I have to be careful when I chop wood. But over here, since he entered Shaloi Bershus, there's a svarah to say I wasn't so mechuyev to assume that he's still there. So memele, my pshia is not so great. I could have thought maybe he left Hak. I gave him such a dirty look, and he knows he was wrong for entering. So my pshia is not so great. So therefore, it's not, he's potter from Golas. Now, we'll, I'd just like to stop here for 1 minute and mention two things. Ein lochush kolkach. That means, Taisus doesn't say ein lochush, no, ein lochush kolkach. That means, someone came shalei bushus, I give him a dirty look. Now, should I assume he left? To assume he left, zichanab. Yeah, it could very well be he's here. But ein lochush kolkach, It's the assumption. There's a tzad to say maybe he left also. There's a tzad to say maybe he left. Which is by every yar, this tzad you don't have, because why should you say he left? He has a right to come in the yar. But there's a mokim to be chayish that he didn't leave either. And lochush kolka, he can't be batuach that he's still here. So Memele, so Tosfos is saying as follows. Now we'll understand the Baraisa. The Baraisa says he's chayev bedalad dvorim, and he's potter from Golas. That's the second lashon now of Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. He's going on the Sefer, he's chayev begolas. On the Reisha, nichna shaloi b'shus, he's potter from Golas, and lochish kol kach, that he's still there, but he's chayev bedalad dvorim, Rabbi Yosi means. Now, chayiv and dalad vorm, you have to be a pesheya. You have to be a pesheya to chayiv and dalad vorm. So, vayis tochayis, this alochosh, you should have still been, you're still a pesheya. Don't take things for granted that he left, even though it was nichna shalei b'shus, even though you gave him a dirty look, but don't take it for granted that he left. Mikvah said the Mashiach chutz piyaski. Yeah, good. He came shlei b'shus. Came a dirty look. Could be he's still there. Man, he came for a purpose. Could be he's still there. So memele. So legabi dalad vorim, you're chayiv dalad vorim. Even though it was nichnas shlei b'shus and I saw him. But in Golis, you're potter. So the Teres Shmuel says. So b'zeh we can understand now. The Taisvis that we had started off by learning. Taisvis says in the first Lashon of Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, it's speaking about that he saw him, and Shalai Bershus, and Taisvis asked if he saw him, So he should be chayiv in nezek. So Tosfos says, yeah, he's chayiv in nezek in potter midalei dvarim. So he mentioned the Bichas Avraham asks, I mean, I saw him, I know he's there, so why is he potter from Dalei Dvarim? But now, with our Tosfos, is very good. Our Tosfos told us, we're speaking about, I saw him 5 minutes ago. He entered Shalai Bishus. 5 minutes later, I didn't look around. I went back to working. Is he here 5 minutes? Did he leave or didn't he leave? So Tosfos says, there's a mokim to think he left. Could be he left, actually, Bishus, and I saw him. Could be he left. Could be he didn't leave. Now, that is the machloikis, the two lashonis. Is that a pesheya to be chayiv b'dalei dvarim? The first lashonel, that's not about the pesheya. Since there's a mokim, he didn't have rishus to come in, and I saw him and I gave him a dirty look, so el gabi dalei dvarim, I'm also a potter. Not only gabi golus, I'm potter afilu gabi dalei dvarim. I gabi golus, I'm zicha potter because there's a mokim to think he left. No, you potter afilu legabi dalei dvarim. And the second lashon holds, no. There's a difference between golus and dalei dvarim. This is enough of a peshia to be chayiv and dalei dvarim, but you potter from golus. That's the pshat and the two lashonis. Of a Bekitza, we have to appreciate Tosfos was Mechadish. The Rivo did not like this, but Tosfos was Mechadish. It could very well be you saw him, you're aware that he's here, and you're still part of him, Golos. Vehevi Raya Mirishalmi, the Gesinin Omar Rabbi Yossi Bachanine, Hoyoimed Mvakeya Eitzim Bechatzeroi, Venichnas Poyel Litvoya Schorei. The poil comes in to get paid. Benitza bitas v'sikosei chayv. He's chayv benezok. V'imeis ein egoile lefi she'ein doime liyab. Because it's not doime liyab. Fine. So here it says that you're chayv benezokin and you're potter from golos. V'asanye rabchiye potter. Rabchiye said you're potter from nezokin. So the Yerushalmi says, name of the Lord, please. Dod, am Rabbi Yossi bar Bechanine, k'shera ohu. Rabbi Yossi bar Bechanine is speaking about that he saw him. If he saw him. So that's why he's chayiv b'nezoke. Umad etoni rabchiyah, that you put him zoken b'shaloi ro'o. So k'tosves, harei mashme, afilu d'ro'ohu, so you see, Klor, the Yerushalmi is Isaac in the Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanine in Rabchiye, L'gabi Nezoke. So the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanine is speaking about that he saw him, so he's Chayiv b'Nezoke. But the Yerushalmi machnish kein Isaac about Golas. So you see, Klor, that I could see him, I saw him, and he's still Potter from Golas, which was the reverse kasha. If you know he's there, why are you Potter from Golas? What is the difference? The mafza by Lotzei said you chayiv Golas. Harei mashme afilu dera'o Potter mi Golas, given the nichnas shaloi bishus. Given the nichnas shaloi bishus. He says, this case, the nichnas poil itvoya schore, it was nichnas shaloi bishus. So even though it's ra'oh, and he's chayv b'nezik, and he's potter from golos. Ach, agav de misarev boi lotzeis, mechavinon gabinakev, b'nafech heiche de nichnas bishus. That was the reverse kashe. B'nafech, if I saw him, and now he's shaloi b'shus, he's chayv golos. And in here the Yerushalmi says, nichna shaloi b'shus, v'ro'o, he's potter from golos. And that was the reverse kashe. Both are shaloi b'shus. So Taisi says, you see, klo, this chilek that I made, there's a difference between nichnas b'rshus, mishar, mesarev b'elot says, there you're chayiv golis, because you should assume that he didn't go out, since it was nichnas with shus. But it was nichnas shaloi b'shus ro'o, there you're part of a golis, because there's a mokim to assume that he left. Period. V'chidochi b'yirishalmi. Then the Yerushalmi says another kimse. Humuki derab yosi bechanine kshayim aloi ikones. The Yerushalmi says another term. That Rabbi Yosi Bechanine that says Yechayiv Golis. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yosi Bechanine says Yechayiv and is talking and speaking about Nichnas Boshus. Rabbi Chiya that says your potter from Nezikin is by Nichnas Shaloi Boshus. So Taisa says Vechidochi Birushalmi killed Rabbi Yosi Bechanine kshayim aloi ikones. It's speaking about that he didn't see him at all. So Meli didn't see him at all. So therefore, even though he's chayiv ben izokin, al tachesben, he should have realized since he asked reshus from him, so mistami entered, so he's chayiv ben izokin, but he's potter from golis because he really didn't know that Lagabi Golis Nidum Yidaar, they have to know that he's there. I didn't know that he entered. Lagabi Nizokin is Chayiv, Lagabi Golis is Potter. Vadi Sochlamidish Leiro, the Leitikshe de Nafoch, Amashu Hu Potter Mi Golis. Here it says you're Potter from Golis, if it's speaking about Nichdis Bershus Viraoru, so then it's Mamash Estira from Nafoch. Napach is speaking about a nichnas bereshus v'ra'ohu, he's chayiv golus, if it's not a shul yidin afche. And here it says, you're potter from golus. So according to the Teretz of Yerushalmi, we have to say that according to the Teretz of Yosef Chanin is speaking about nichnas bereshus v'loi ra'ohu. No, so memeilu gabi nizokin is chayiv, because he should have assumed that since he asked reshus and he gave him permission, mistome he entered. That is sufficient to be mechayiv and benizokim. When it comes to Golis, he is potter. And the case of Nafach, that Yechayiv Golis is speaking about, Tera'o. So there is more than an assumption that he came in.